What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sherita, and this is Fast. Hi, you guys. Welcome to Spaz. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope all is well. I ain't gonna do a lot of talking on the intro. Let's just go ahead and get into it. Let's go. So a while ago, I went on ahead and I had a recording that I did not release. It did not come out as I wanted. It was interrupted, and so my content wasn't as raw as I had liked it. I like my content to be a little bit more raw and authentic, and it was interrupted. So I just didn't get a chance to put that one out, and I don't know if I ever will. Probably won't, but anyways. But the topic itself is something I definitely had been wanting to talk about. The thing is, I didn't really want to talk about it alone. You know what I'm saying? I really wanted an opinion of either another man, a woman, or a crowd opinion, whatever the case may be. But it just happened to not work out like that. Sometimes things don't work out, but that's another jam and another lesson. Sometimes things don't work out and you just got to, you know, maneuver, find a different path or whatever the case may be. And maybe one day I'll still go back and revisit it in a little bit more of a controlled environment so I can get like authentic reactions. But because the topic is already at hand, I probably won't. The thing is, I'm not really, and maybe one day I will. Maybe one day I will be somebody that's better with outlining and prepping and things of that nature. But back when I started podcasting and back when I, you know, started even listening to podcasts years ago, it was way more authentic and a little bit raw and things of that type of a nature. And that's what kind of drew me to it. The voices behind the screen and versus, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the podcasters that have visuals and things like that. Sometimes certain podcasters, I only visually like to see them. Then I have ones where I only like to listen. You know what I'm saying? So I do like the gift of the choices and things of that nature nowadays. At the same time, I like to keep my platform as like raw as I can. Like that's just my style. That's how I am as a person. And so of course my podcast is going to be the same way. So I like topics to be like right there on the spot. Like I want a raw reaction, like right there on the mic. Like I like human conversation. That is what it is. I don't want to, that's whatever. Let's move forward. But I really wanted to talk about this whole idea that half a man is better than no man. That is a common thought and a common saying, especially from like back when, like back in the days. A lot of older generations really do feel this way. A lot of our older generation women, you know what I mean, like our aunties, grandmas, and then unfortunately sometimes our mothers, because they came from that teaching, you know, have this sort of mentality. I do believe that I happen to be in the generation to where a lot of us we're breaking so many curses and changing generational thoughts and views and things of that nature, doing a lot of unlearning to relearn. And I really love that. I really do feel like I was born in the greatest generation. I truly believe that. I will always say that because we have like the best of both worlds. And I'm a millennial, if I'm saying it rightly. I'm born in 88. I'm a millennial. And so I'm really grateful for that. I'm really grateful that we have a different view of things, that we are a little bit more opinionated and things of that nature, always still having a level of respect for elders and things of that nature. But this whole idea, of half a man is better than no man, it's been sitting heavy on my heart now, especially, you know, with just the way things are now, like the drought of dating and things of that nature. And a lot of people, you know what, y'all, I do get a lot of people, well, I can't say a lot of people, but there's a lot of men. And honestly, I think this is game too. I kind of put this with them trying to have a game. They'll say things like, where your other niggas at? Or, I know you got a bunch of niggas hitting you. And sorry, y'all, I'm sipping my little coffee. I know you got a whole bunch of niggas hitting you. Or I know a lot of people, da-da-da-da. You know, just talking. Motherfuckers just be talking. And the thing is, first of all, one, I'm an overthinker. And so when people be talking to me, especially men, I'm always constantly, and it's a good thing, and at the same time, it's a bad thing. I am always, a lot of times, questioning. That's just, I don't know. Like, I know too many men out here that just be running game and have told me how they run it. I have seen them run it. I'm, me being a woman, I'm a part of women conversations to where I'm speaking on this, you know, respectfully to my women, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything of that nature, but the shallow thinking that can happen sometimes with women, like okay, you, for an example, you may sit back and see, you're constantly hearing or seeing things like, girl, her husband stay in my DM. That man, shit, he showed up, he be on me. Her man stay, liking my picture, doing da-da-da-da-da, whoop, like, and they think that that's like a, it's almost like they're saying these things like it's a sense of pride. And I've never respected that. Like, I've never talked like that. I don't respect that. Like, and I mean, and the thing is this, y'all, like, I'm not going to say that that does not happen. Clearly, yes, I believe it. I believe that there's men out here that are married, that are in relationships or, that are still dubbing and doing, you know, foul shit behind closed doors and things of that nature. But for me, on a woman level, who am I to sit back and shame this woman? I think for me, it's my duty to not even like pay that no mind, like at all, delete that message or not even, don't even talk about it. Like, I guess, I don't know if it's contradiction for me to be like, well, damn, like, you know, I might tell my sister or something, but, or I might tell a BG, but it's been moments where no, I don't even feel like that's necessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when it's really necessary, you need to speak up, and you know when it's not. Like, you know, if, I guess things like that, what I'm saying is like, it's just discernment. But the point of the matter is there's people, women who don't look at it that way. They look at that as some kind of a sick flex. And I've never respected that. Like, I've always, you know, I'm telling y'all, I be really like, I'm an overthinker. Like, I just, my mind be going. I be looking like, this bitch really thinks that's a compliment. Like, that shit is trash. That's trash. Because I know for a fact that there's men out here, grown men, that would never even play like that. Or they hitting you up on that sneaky level because you ain't nothing more but a sneaky bitch. Plain and simple. Like, let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about why he even feels like it's comfortable to hit your simple ass up when he got this good woman at home. Like, there's a reason. You know what I'm saying? Cause, and I really wish men would break that down a little bit more. A lot of times I feel like women don't receive things from each other. They'll consider that hate or jealousy or things of that nature, but they're so open to receiving that from a man. You know, and it's really unfortunate. Men have, that's why, I don't know, I am old school, I believe in roles. Sometimes you see things differently when a man breaks things down to you versus when a woman breaks things down to you. And I have definitely been a part of that. I have definitely been told certain things from friends that I did not, that I knew in my heart that were absolutely not malicious, like at all. They were giving me real advice that they felt as a friend. But the thing is, they probably gave me advice and like low key, like sugarcoated it. Cause women are very sensitive, when giving certain informations on love, life, mother, parenting, things of that nature. And when men are just a little bit more straight shooter, and you know, I'm a straight shooter person. I understand things that way. And I provide information that way. I'm working on a balance there because it is hard for me to be misunderstood by a lot of women a lot of times about how I'm getting at things, because then it comes off, quote unquote, aggressively because I'm so direct. But I believe in communication, and communication is not always aggressive. I'm a firm believer in that. Like, it's so many things that can be solved if you just say it. Yes, there's definitely different ways to say it. You know what I'm saying? And there's different times to say it. And that's, again, when you use your discernment of how to approach certain things, but it must be said. I'm that type of person. It has to be said. Like, I know that it has to be said, and I wish that more people moved like that. I really do truly believe that life would be different and better. That's my own personal intake. But what gets me sometimes, and this is just, you know, things that I've noticed, things that have been brought to my attention and so forth, is I've had a lot of times I feel, and the older and older I get, the more and more I feel like my peers look at me a certain type of way, especially being a single woman with a dog. Now that I have my dog, they be looking like, this girl, you know what I'm saying? She gonna be single forever. She gonna, you know what I'm saying? She just a little bit too da-da-da-da. She just this, this, and that. Woo, woo, woo. Look, I do not believe that half a man is better than no man. I don't. I do not. I believe that if I'm really fooling with you, I fuck with you, I love you, I'm going to always show up at my fullest potential. And sometimes maybe I won't all, you know, be at the fullest of my potential from what you, you know what I'm saying? From what you desire out of me. The same way that you may not always be at your fullest potential of what I desire out of you. And key word here is desire. You know what I mean? Or need, what I need out of you or what you need out of me. But then that, for me, I'm saying that I'm going to be at my full potential because if you're in a relationship and you're feeling like somebody's not fully meeting your needs, I then think it's your job to speak up about that and bring that to the table and give them that opportunity to meet your needs. And then y'all go from there. And so, and I've been in situations like that too, where I have verbally and vocally spoke about exactly what I needed. And then more than enough times, you know what I'm saying? I've double blocks around and went back and circled and doubled down on what I needed and just was not presented that. And that's when it comes down to, are you going to make the decision to just sit back and settle and be like, damn, okay, I'm never going to get this. You know what I mean? And just never have it and take this half of a man because at least you have a man. You know what I'm saying? At least you can say that you have a man. At least you can post on social media what you and your man are doing or the date nights or the matching photos or the my man, things of that nature, knowing in your heart that you're only getting half of him. And I'm talking about half in whatever way that, you know, everybody's halves is different. This is not always just a cheating. I'm not really focusing on strictly cheating. I'm talking about like just characteristics, qualities, things of that nature. It's like, my love language is affirmations. I need for you to constantly affirm me that, you know, of certain things. Like, that's how I receive love. That's how I understand love. And if I'm telling you how I like to be loved and you're not presenting me with that, then that means you're presenting me with half, especially if I'm constantly telling you what I need. Or you just not doing what the hell you need to do. There's so many women out here that are in unhappy relationships and marriages. There's so many women out here that are literally popping out babies, giving birth, and ain't never had an orgasm. There's so many women out here that are very content with sharing their man or being a side bitch so that way they are sexually fulfilled and they're getting what they need or they are financially being taken care of over here on the side. Like, this is happening. And I consider those to be the half of the man's to an extent. Like I said, it's such a big spectrum. But a lot of times and lately, I find myself being extremely hard on myself because it is not easy. Being single is not a desire. You know what I'm saying? Like, and y'all know I'm here for my solo time, my alone time. I 100% believe in dating yourself. You already know. And I believe in dating yourself even when you are in a relationship. Because for me, that is how I learned how to date myself. And even though that is so sad that I learned how to date myself while in a relationship, it's kind of backwards. I also took the blessing in that at least I learned how. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really learned how to tap into me and do things by myself, go to movies and stuff like that alone, because at the time I was dealing with somebody that just didn't like doing it or, you know, didn't like my presence. I mean, I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just kind of was what it was. And so I believe in all of that, you know, but the simple fact of the matter is, like, I don't want to say nobody because some people are this way. Majority of people, man and woman, do not want to go through life alone. Plain and simple. We are not built to do that. Like, that is not God's will. You feel me? Like, we are made to be fruitful. We are made for partnership. Like, I believe in that. Whatever your partner looks like, we are made to go through life as teams. I really do believe that. So, no, I don't want to be out here figuring things out by my damn self all the fucking time. As a matter of fact, I literally just had a whole moment because I was just tired. Just tired of doing, just figuring things out and having to get shit in order by myself. And I'm not saying that. And I think a lot of men now, there's this big question of like, oh, do you guys really just want a relationship or you just want like somebody to come and financially help you? Da-da-da-da-da shit. Honestly, if I'm being honest, both. We want both. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you build quicker when you do have help. And so I'm never going to sit back and shame anybody for wanting help. Like, that is a natural thing to desire that. It's a natural thing to desire a partnership. You move and accomplish so many things faster and better and more thorough when you have a team. That's what you have a team for. So you can assign certain levels and certain tasks to certain teammates. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that looks like to you. And if it's just you and this one partner, you guys are able to bounce off strategies and goals and accountability that can be held there. Like, is there a different push that you guys can get from each other? Things of that type of a nature. Yes. Like, who wouldn't desire that? Like, who absolutely would not desire that? You feel me? Like, I do. And I desire that in the most purest form. Like, I want to be as big of a helpmate to you as you are to me. That conversation about who bringing what to the table, that for me is out. We too grown to be talking about that. Like, for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's how you feeling, they just got to come over here while I'm doing my recording, and I'm gonna keep it pushing because look, I ain't got too much time. I'm not gonna sit back and shame anybody for wanting a helpmate. What the fuck? Like, that's what it is, a helpmate. You know what I'm saying? So that situation is out. But to sit back and to settle for half of what you know that your heart desires, half of what you know that, you know what I'm saying, that you deserve. Like, you deserve that. You deserve a full picture. You deserve a full situation. You deserve a full man. You deserve a full woman. You deserve a full partner. And whatever that looks like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you deserve that. We're not built to, like, cheat ourselves. Like, that is not the will of the plan. That is not what it is. Like, it sincerely is not what it is. It's not. We are literally sent here on this earth to have it in its full entirety. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I don't want to, and even though I'm human and I get very frustrated and I get, you know, I have my moments. I get real down. I go to dark spaces sometimes, you know, just out of, you know, mere frustration of how things are going in today's world, because there's so many compromises that have to take place now. And don't get me wrong, some compromising is necessary. And there's a lot of compromising that I am 100% willing to do. Like, hands down, like, at this point, you gotta compromise. Like, you gotta, me, I have no children. I will have to compromise, you know, more than likely dealing with a man who has children. You know what I mean? And for me, honestly, because I've been there, done that, and I've once, and it was hard. It was hard. It wasn't as hard because he was an amazing father. He handled his business, he took care of business. But we never really talked about that. And that turned me off. Like, that part about it turned me off. Like, we never really sat back and talked about it. Like, a future with this. And a part of me, to this day, I question that. Like, damn, like, okay, did I deserve a talking about with that? Should he have talked to me about that? Was that a consideration? In my mind, yeah. Like, you know, you should ask me about, like, hey, how do you see this in your future? Like, how does this fit in with what you're trying to do? Like, I'm a communicator, though. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it was a turnoff that was not ever a conversation. It was just something I couldn't deal with. And I kind of wish that I would have, like, vocalized that more. Maybe things would have turned out a different way had I would have vocalized that more. And he would have understood it in a different position. But this particular person wasn't always the best communicator. And that was a struggle too, because I am such a communicator. Because I believe that when you communicate, you get different results. You get clear results. You know what I'm saying? And so that was that. You know what I mean? And it just was what it was. And then I'm really big on you know, then another compromise that, you know, that I understand that you got to take is, you know, with, you know, men having children, things of that nature, is that with that child comes the mother. You know what I'm saying? So now I have to go out of my way to respect this woman, this mother and whatnot, because, you know, her child about to be in my presence. So I would like her to get to know me, because if it was me, you're not going to have my baby around just anybody. We don't have to be best friends, nothing like that, but I would like to be cordial. It bothered me that that was never an option. It bothered me that he never, like, brought that up. Like, that was never, and it confused me that she wasn't moving like that. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea if she moved like that, or did they even talk like that, or what, but I was never comfortable with being in that situation. And the thing is, I used to make that clear and jump. So I guess I did bring it to the table, but not, like, as thorough. I kind of didn't, like, stand weight on it like I should have, because it, you know, whatever. But I didn't like that. Like, I just didn't like that. And it was confusing to me. Like, damn, man, how she, you know, want her baby around me, and she don't know how I am, how I'm getting down. Like, I could be mean as fuck. I could be a pedophile. I can be, like, I mean, don't you want to know? Don't you want to feel my energy? Like, but I'm that way. And in that lesson, I had to learn, like, damn, okay, like, and I'm still sitting with that, you guys. I'm still trying to see, like, how do I feel about that? Because, again, I'm getting old, I'm older now, and people have children. Now, people are married and divorced. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things and, you know, that aspects that come with dating and being single in your mid-30s. You know what I'm saying? Things that come in your 30s, period. You know? And I just don't want to settle when it comes to things like that. And me being very stern on those type of feelings, I really often feel like, damn, like, Lord, I'm about to be single for a while, huh? Then I want to be careful with my tongue, the power of the tongue. Like, I don't like saying that, because I'm not trying to will that into my life. But I mean, if I'm being honest, it's a real thought. It's a real concern, because it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to go for a half situation when it comes down to that. I want to be fully fulfilled. Because again, I desire that. And I feel like that's, we all should want that. Like, that should be the end goal for everybody, not just me. That's a full circle picture. And it is what it is. And so I don't think that it's cool when people shame. You have women who put their nose down on you, like, girl, she can't keep a man, or girl, can you even be, like, submissive and da 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 da. None of that's the issue. So it's like, okay, what are you trying to say? Like, are you saying, like, be submissive to where he doing shit and I'm sleeping underneath the rug and I'm acting like I don't see it, just to say that I got it, that I got this man? Because that's out. No, I'm not willing to submit in that way. Like, and I never will. I'm not willing to share, bitch. I don't share. Anybody that knows that has ever dated me, I'm not even that way. Like, I'm not going to say I'm in, well, no, it's not, that's another thing. I'm not insecure. You're not finna be all in people's liking and comments and heart and all that. That, no, we're not doing that, because I'm a woman and I look at things in a different perspective, because I know that you have those women who, girl, he's staying, yeah, oh, you know, they're such a cute couple, girl, but he's staying on my pictures with his hard eyes. Like, bitches is that petty. And you're never going to give that one up on them for me. Like, that ain't happening. The same way that I'm not going to give that one up with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. I had one man tell me, like, you know, you're just really friendly. Like, you talk a lot. Like, you really like that. It could be flirtatious. And I had to really look at it from his point of view. And then as time went on, I started having to really respect that. Like, damn, okay, well, if I was in a really, you know, good relationship and a good situation. But I've always been like that. Like, if my man was not fucking with it, and it wasn't a controlling thing, like, it was just something that he did not like. It made him uncomfortable, and he brought that to my attention. I have no choice but to respect it and move accordingly. This is my relationship. I'm going to respect it, and that's that. I'm not going to make it and paint him out or make him feel or shame him to thinking he's insecure or anything of that nature. He ain't with it. It makes him uncomfortable, and it is what it is, because I understand what makes me uncomfortable, and I ain't got a problem putting what makes me uncomfortable on the table at all. You know what I'm saying? Because there's reasons behind this. I don't give a fuck about you liking no celebrity picture and shit like that. It is what it is. But that local shit, my friends, you know what I'm saying? Things that, you know, that are just that local, just local. No, I'm not doing it. And it's because of that reason. It's because of that back, that disrespect, that talk. Because that may take me to a whole nother level. Because at this point, who this bitch playing with? And why are you letting her play with me? It's as simple as that. And then it's up. And I know that about myself. And that may not be everybody. Some people may think that that's like anal or that's like insane or crazy. And that's okay. That's fair. You don't have to understand or agree with that. That's my way. And that's what it's going to be. Because I don't play about my man. And I don't think nobody should. You shouldn't play about your woman. Like, what you mean? If this is somebody that you are trying to build a life with. I'm talking about a sacred life, build a family with, sit at the head of y'all table with y'all grandkids and things of that nature. Why would I play with something that serious? Like, why? Why would I share that? Why would I, you know what I'm saying, allow things in? Like, that's why, you know, that's just my personal take and how I move with certain things, you know? And so, no, I'm not willing to compromise for the, you know, for half of what I'm desiring just to say that I have a man. I'm not doing that. I don't want to, you guys know I haven't bear children. Like I've not physically gave birth, to a child. But I look at it like I don't want to raise my child with a half partner. I'd rather not have you if that's the case. Like, I'm not doing that because I'm not subjecting my baby to that. Like, that's just how I'm moving. And no, I don't want that. Like, you know, now that I have the control and the will and I'm old enough to discern that, like, I'm not seeking that. You know what I'm saying? And because I have to compromise that because you may have a child, then I would definitely like it to be an adult, grown, respectful situation here. Like, that's just what it is because now I have to compromise that because I don't have that. I don't have that weight coming with me to this table. Like, I ain't got that. And so it's just certain things that you got to sit back and, you know, use your discernment with. And that's just what it comes down to. And then go ahead and move forward as you see, please, in a healthy manner. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. And so being the sneaky leaks on the side or the girl, I'm going to go ahead and I don't really like that people or I'm willing to go ahead and girl, I'll fuck me a married man. Yeah, I'm not with that. And I hate that that's being like normalized now. I hate that. I hate it. Like, I just don't like it because I feel bad for that sister or that woman. You know what I mean? Because when I say sister, I don't want you guys to think that I'm just talking about black women. You know, I'm always going to go hard for mine. However, I don't wish that on no woman because no matter what, I'm a woman first. I just happen to be a black woman, but I'm a woman first. My heart goes out to women on a certain level when it comes down to love. We've all been hurt. We've all been brokenhearted before, especially when you didn't live life a bit. You know better. So when you know better, ain't you supposed to do better? You feel me? Like, plain and simple. You know better, so you do better. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Stunning Girl. But really, it's as simple as that. And so I'm not going to compromise that. I'm not going to settle for that because I wouldn't ask for you to settle. I wouldn't ask for you to, I mean, I wonder, is that a conversation? Like, is there a such thing as a half a woman better than no woman? I can't see that. I cannot see a man compromising like that. Like, women do that. And it's really sad. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's easier for men to move on, to date, to do things of that type of a nature. Because it's not as big of a drought for women, good women, than it is for men. So a lot of times I envy men on that sometimes. Like, damn, like, it's easy for y'all to pick up and move on and go find you a good woman and whatnot. It ain't easy like that for a girl. And then for me, I don't have a lot of dating, like, skills. Like, I don't really know how to date y'all. Like, I ain't never really dated like that. Let's be real. Like, I was in a relationship for a very, very long time at a very young age. You know what I'm saying? Like, high school, which is why I wouldn't, if I was a mom, like, I would not want my daughter or my son to date in high school. Like, for real. I wouldn't even really want them to date in their 20s. Like early 20s at least. Maybe mid. You know what I mean? Like, now that I've lived life, like, explore. Because then from then, I had a little break and I had a little fun. Young 20s. And then turned around and got into another relationship in my young 20s. And that carried on into my 30s. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was a heavy relationship. But my most adult relationship was that. Then from that, I had like a, you know, when that ended, I had like a very, very small, what could have been very healthy relationship. But that didn't fully have the potential to grow. It didn't have the time to grow. You know what I'm saying? Things took place, COVID, shit. A lot of things happened in that moment. But I never really put myself out there to like really date. And then when it comes to like sexual experience and things of that type of a nature, it's like, I don't want to. I am big on that. I'm sorry. Like some women, if you want to go out here and have fun, have all these different experiences, there's nothing wrong with that. Girl, do you. I wish that I wasn't as scary with my pussy as I am. Like, I ain't gonna hold you guys. Now I'm too old to be out here playing with it like that. Like, I'm just, I can't. I feel that I'm way too grown to be out here just fucking around playing. Like, I'm just not on that. It's not my thing. I am not mad at the girls out here that's getting it in and having a fun, girl. Do you, boo? Do you for both of us. You feel me? Because Jules is in here getting in more than me. You feel me? I got Jules a little doll that she can have her playing, her little fun with. Girl, she gets it in way more than me because I'm so scared to just put myself out there on that type of, on that level, to settle for that on a fuck buddy type of a thing, on a no title type of a thing. Like, I just don't like that. I don't want to put, I don't know, like, I'm such a spiritual person. Like, I look at sex so differently. Like, you are literally letting this, I mean, we can go, that's a whole nother conversation. Maybe we'll tap into that too, but really quickly, you're letting this person inside of you. Like, inside of you. Like, this person can put life inside of you. Like, I wish that people looked at it that way. Like, yeah, it's fun. It's definitely fun, and it's exciting, and it's exhilarating, and it's freedom. But I like to experience all that kind of things with one person. You know what I'm saying? And what I've noticed about myself lately and recently is, I'd be scared to get new dick. Like, I haven't had new dick. You feel me? Like, and it's time to start saying that out loud. Like, I need to let loose a little bit and learn my balance when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just not that type of girl. Like, I'm just really not. Like, I'm not a, and it's weird because as free and open as I am, you would never know that. You know what I'm saying? Now you do, of course, as I went on ahead and put you guys there into my business, you know, but that's just how I move. I've always been like that. I've always been, what's the right word for that? I want to say it starts with the C. Conservative. There we go. I've always been conservative to a certain extent. Like, it just, it's interesting to, for people who know me to be like, damn, I didn't even know you were that conservative. And I'm very shy. Like, very. Like, I don't even put, like, I'm learning now how to put myself out there and to be open to even allow somebody to approach me, because I don't. Like, I'm somebody that's in the middle of a lounge or something, and I know that I'm catching somebody's attention, and I'm like, I will avoid him. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm just weird. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, unless I feel like you just want to have like a conversation on some cool shit. Like, I friend zone myself. I think I've said that before in my podcast before, and if not, maybe I say this in conversations. I tend to friend zone myself. And so that's something I definitely want to go into the new year working on. Like, I don't want to friend zone myself. I don't want to be complaining how there's no good man out here and da 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 da. And I don't even put myself out there to give a man a chance. Like, that's, at this point, I sound crazy. I look crazy. I sound crazy. And it's like, girl, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't. I want to be more open. I don't know if I'm really there. It's open to date out of my race, but maybe. You know, but I love the dynamic of a black man and a black family too much. I just can't see that happening. I can't, you know what I mean? But who knows? Somebody might blow my mind. Because at this point, it's just all about a healthy relationship. Healthy relationship, healthy communication, open, honest, genuine, you know? And so if somebody's going to present that to shit, I mean, I don't know, you know, why not? Why not allow it? It's just, you attract what you attract, and you prefer what you prefer. It's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? So only time will tell. But with all of that, even with all of that, I'm not going to settle. And I'm not going to be shamed for not settling. Like, I feel like I get, like, shamed a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even from my older women in my family, I have one family member. Like, I have an auntie. And she's not even my blood auntie, but I have an auntie who, she be, you know what I'm saying? Last time I seen her, she was saying, and now my mentality is different because I'm a grown-ass woman. And I was looking at her, and she's like, well, you know, treating you this way, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I found it so refreshing that you think that you can tell me how I am. That will always blow my mind. That will always make me laugh. That you think that you can tell me how I am at my grown 35 years of age. And I don't even see you like that on the regular at all. We do not talk. You do not know me. You know what I'm saying? Just like people be trying to come in and holler at me, you know what I'm saying, that knew me in high school. You don't, girl, what high school? What? What? 15, 16-year-old, 14-year-old Rita? You, and I'm 35 grown, and I'm changing every day. I'm open to change every day. You think you know what you're talking about? You think you know my personality? And granted, my base, my core, my morals, yes, they're the same. Those are my morals. That's how I am. Like, my base. But my mentality, my openness, what I'm... You... What? Life lessons that I've learned. What? You weren't even there. What? We don't even... I don't even know you. Girl, you got teenagers. I don't know them kids. Girl, what the fuck? Like, insane. You know what I'm saying? And so, I don't like feeling that sometimes you get around people and it's almost like it's like, oh, there she go, girl. When's she gonna get her a man? Is she gonna find a man? I don't know. You know, she got that she got them ways, she got that mouth. For me, it's always like, oh, she got that mouth. And I'd be like, damn, like y'all gotta talk to my exes because I don't even have a mouth. Unless I need to. I'm not gonna play with you. Yeah, I got a mouth and it's definitely slick. If you do slick shit. I love letting my guard down and feeling safe and protected. I love not being so strong and assertive at all times. I love to allow a man to take the wheel. Why wouldn't I? Some women don't. Some women are just like that. They're controlling. They want, they need to have that control. And that's okay. And there's some men that need women who do take control in certain ways. It's really based off of how y'all are finding your happy meetup. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't got nothing to do with me. Which is why I be looking at people like, what the fuck this got to do with you? Why are you questioning so much what I'm settling for, what I'm doing, who I'm fucking with, if I'm going to be in a relationship or not, if I'm going to have kids or not? Why are you in my pussy? Why are you counting my eggs? Why are you worried about my future like that? What are you about to do? Are you even going to be here? On a real level, are you going to be here in the next 10 years of my life? I don't even know, bitch. Your shit... The line is looking really thin. We don't even know this. And I'm at a point now to it's like, why? If I'm feeling this way, I don't even... This is something I'm sitting with right now, y'all. For real, for real. I don't even know why I'm sitting here entertaining certain aspects and friendships and things of that nature if I just truly don't believe that you're going to be here. If I just don't believe that we have that camaraderie. Because I know what friends will be here. Like, I've already accepted that, made that clear. Fallouts and all. Like, I know what partners are going to be here at my 50th birthday. I know what partners are going to be here at my marriage renewals because marriage is coming, y'all. Okay? Partnership is coming, y'all. Okay? What I'm up and down with is motherhood. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm open to it. There's some fears, some real fears that I have behind that. But with the right assertment and the right protection and the right partnership, the right guidance, the right encouragement, I know I can do it. I just know that I truly need all of that for that type of a big next chapter. Like, I need, because I got real fears of labor. Like, you feel me? But I also know, and the older I get, the more I have to, like, really seal myself spiritually and understand that I'm a vessel of God and this is literally what I was born to do. And I have to sit with that. And I'm going to need a partner that understands the fear in that, that's going to sit right with me and work me through those fears. That's all that is. That ain't nothing else. You know what I'm saying? And I feel disrespected a lot of times as a woman when it's questioned. Because respectfully, like, I don't even question women like that. Like, I don't even play with certain topics like that with women. So it's really offensive, stupid, and selfish when I feel like you playing on me like that. And that probably has a lot to do with why I probably check that ass when you think that you can. Honestly. Like, honestly. Things go left really, really quick fucking with me on that type of a level. It just does. You know what I'm saying? But now here's the back reason as to why. And you can't sit here, if you're still listening, because I'm about to wrap this up. If you're still listening, I would like to believe that what I'm saying makes sense to me. It's clear and understood to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you don't, and that's not everybody's outlook on life. That ain't everybody's desire. That ain't everybody's dream. Everybody's not manifesting that. Plain and simple. That is not what everybody fucking wants. And you have got to ease up and understand that. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I'm not settling for half a man just to say that I have one. I'm not doing that. I'd rather sit back and just wait and leave it in the will of God for him to present what's for me when it is for me. And I believe in that. Like, I truly believe in that. I believe in healthy partnerships and things of that nature. And I don't think that I'm having anything less. I do not think I'm going to have anything less at all. I don't deserve less. Nobody deserves less. You know what I mean? But I can't speak for all y'all. Hopefully you guys are feeling the same way. But if not, you know what I'm saying? That's your business. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe somebody listening to this and you are out here fucking around with another man. And it's not even on no open shit. If you guys are on some open shit, then I mean, that's y'all business. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about sneaky shit. Shit that I just feel don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not settling to that degree on that high level. Like, never. The answer is never. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to come correct the same way that I desire to come correct. And if we both coming in on some things that we both learning from each other, then hey, so be it. I don't even like dealing with somebody that can't teach me something at all. I do not like dealing with somebody that I feel I cannot learn, you know, something from on a regular basis, like constantly learning. Like, I'm just that type of person. I like to constantly learn. I'm a communicator. I'm a talker. We're going to learn from each other. We're going to build. Like, there's some things that, you know, I feel that when we date, and I don't want to be in another relationship with them and we don't, and that it doesn't work out. Hopefully when the time comes and I am presented with a healthy relationship, that would be my last. I really hope for that. Like, that is my true desire. You know what I'm saying? And we'll see if it happens, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, detour off of that thought. All because you guys is questioning, or because you guys do choose to settle for things of that type of a nature. And it's not healthy. I don't need that type of unhappiness down the line. Like, I don't. Like, I don't want to be old and miserable or old and getting certain type of karma back to me when I can't even handle it no more. You feel me? Like, come on now, y'all. Let's be real. But what's your opinion on that, you guys? Like, have you heard of that? Half a man is greater than no man. Have you ever struggled with that? You know what I'm saying? What does that look like and what does that mean for you? You feel me? Question yourself when it comes to that. And the ones that have found beautiful partners, girl, cherish it, because it's hard in these streets, boo. Man, it's hard. Actually, it ain't really. I don't feel that it's too hard for men in these streets. I mean, we could talk because, I mean, they got their own struggles. I guess it just looks different for them because I feel like they have a little bit more options than we do. But it's hard in these streets. You know what I'm saying? I'm also a firm believer to where I believe in working your shit out. Something popping off or anything of that nature, work it out. And don't have no shame in working it out. Keep that shit between you two. I'm the type of friend that's going to tell you in a second, like, hey, girl, it's okay to work that out with your man. Like, I'm here for that. You know what I'm saying? You'll know when you cannot work no more, that you physically cannot work no more. You'll know. And it's not my part or my will to judge you, shame you, or anything like that. Lord knows I've had my moments. And I've been shamed. I've been judged. You know, I know what that feels like. So I'll never put that on another woman. It's never my desire. Like, I don't even move like that. And I'm so grateful that I don't. You feel me? But sit with that. You know what I'm saying? And if you guys are, and if somebody listening to this, and you in my boat, girl, you single, we in our 30s. Girl, you ain't alone. You're not alone. I understand. I see you. I promise I do. I feel you. I have hope for you too. And just keep going. And if you somebody that's not willing to compromise or settle when it comes down to those big things, taking half of a man when you can indeed have a full one, don't. Because it's really not worth it, girl. It's not. You're going to lose in the end. So don't. You feel me? It's worth holding on to. It's so worth holding back until you get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's worth it. I have a few friends right now that are married and I'm so happy for them. And all of them got full men. All of them. And I can truly say that. You know what I'm saying? And that lets me know that it's still doable. that it is still possible. And I'm so proud of that. You know what I'm saying? I would never shame that. I would never be jealous of that. I would never, that does nothing but inspire me. Start being inspired by you guys as friends. Be around friends who inspire you. And if they're not inspiring you, whatever the case may be, baby, question it. Question it. You know what I'm saying? Peace and light, you guys. This was fast.